Data from the World Health Organization indicates that the number of reported cholera cases increased by 13%, while deaths by 71% in 2023 compared to 2022. Countries like Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Malawi, and Somalia are still reporting the largest number of outbreaks of over 10,000 suspected and confirmed cases. Other countries with the highest number of cholera cases in 2023 are Ethiopia, Haiti, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. Speaking virtually during a media briefing on the global health issues, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said, despite the lower number of cholera cases in 2024, there have been at least 342,800 cases and 2,400 cholera deaths reported to WHO across the world as of August 22nd.
Cholera kills 4,000 people a year, a disease that's preventable and easily treatable. Conflict, climate change, unsafe water and sanitation, poverty and displacement all contributed to the rise in cholera outbreaks last year. The geographical distribution of cholera also changed significantly, with cases from the Middle East and Asia declining by one-third and cases from Africa more than doubling.
The WHO report indicates that children under the age of 5 accounted for 38% of cholera cases globally. Ghebreyesus says, as a way of addressing vaccine shortages, the International Coordination Group, which manages emergency vaccine supplies, has since October 2022 suspended the standard cholera 2-dose vaccination routine and adopted a single dose to reach more people.
The global cholera crisis has caused a severe shortage of cholera vaccines. Between 2021 and 2023, more doses were requested for outbreak response than the entire previous decade. About 36 million doses were produced last year, only half the amount requested by 14 affected countries.
There was a 125% increase in cholera cases in Africa, with many countries reporting a high number of community deaths, an indication that there are gaps in access to treatment on the continent. Felipe Barbosa is the technical team lead of the cholera program at the World Health Organization.
In Africa, the surveillance system and the way that the country are reporting cases is, I would say, much more similar with one another. And in addition, there are a number of countries that should be praised for doing that are also reporting the cases and the deaths, more importantly, the deaths that are occurring in the community, so outside of healthcare setting.
The WHO considers the global risk from cholera as very high and is responding with urgency to reduce deaths and contain outbreaks around the world. It continues to support countries through strengthened public health surveillance, case management, and prevention measures, among other prevention methods.
There is currently only one manufacturer of cholera vaccines, EU Biologics, and we thank them for the work they're doing to expand production. We urge other manufacturers planning to enter the market to accelerate their efforts and to make doses available at affordable prices. While vaccination is an important tool, safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene remain the only long-term and sustainable solutions to ending cholera outbreaks and preventing future ones.
This is the first year that multiple countries have reported deaths from cholera, which occurred outside of health facilities known as community deaths. In 5 out of 13 reporting countries, over a third of cholera deaths occurred in the community. The WHO says its appeal for $50 million to respond to cholera outbreaks this year remains unmet. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.